İnternet.
My first words this time are directed to the lady next to me.
Yes, sir.
I am pleased that at last you recognize it is okay to ask for help for oneself. We cannot come close to you if you do not ask for our help, because if we do so, it would be classed as interfering in your life. And as you know, we cannot do that.
Right.
So, I am happy, my dear friend, for you to ask for help.
Thank you.
You are all so eager to ask for others. So why do you feel that you cannot ask for yourselves? Of course, that is what we are waiting for, to hear your cries.
Our God just pointed that out to us.
Yes.
I think it's probably they're far worse than we are, Selimut.
Yeah, that's some of it.
I think that's what I feel.
It is an unselfish act that you do each time you meet to offer your prayers for others. Of course it is. But if you are not fully well, then your spirit suffers, because each goes hand in hand. Remember that your physical body is your temple for that spirit which you all are. So you must keep healthy as much as you can.
Yes, thank you for that advice.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be the right time for me to ask. I've got a page and a bit of prayers for ourselves and the family and
yes,
all the different people that are in need. And then it comes out to the whole world and the universe is goes through the whole lot. Is it still just okay to do that in each night?
Yes.
It's quite a lot.
If you wish those people to be included and you take the opportunity each evening, then we are aware of this. And we will take action accordingly. By having your list, there is no need to verbally express each name individually, because we are aware of the time and the place. Do you understand?
I do, and that helps me a lot. I was hoping that you would say that, because each night I do it, I thought, well, I know it's a repeat, but...
Yes, what you don't wish to do is to become repetitive.
Yes.
In the way that many of your religions in your world say prayer. Prayer is individual, and you of course must still ask for our help.
Yes.
But when it becomes so repetitive, it then is meaningless.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Oh, right.
But we are aware of your lists for all peoples.
Yes, I imagine it is important that the feeling is there.
Yes. Yes. You have to give of yourselves.
Mm. Yes. And the feeling tends to be lost with repetition.
Yes. Yes, you must have that spiritual sense of what you are doing, of what you are asking.
Oh.
It is important. There are so many who stand by each one of you. Not only you people within this room, but all people, whether they are aware or not, that many stand close by, waiting to be asked for help. And of course, as I have told you previously, those in the angelic realms are only too willing to come closer, to uplift and to help. I think it is necessary to again remind you, my dear friends, of these things.
Right. I will read the transcripts and I will try and improve my system. Thank you very much.
While we're doing thanking, I just say again with Emily, she said the other day she just suddenly realised from within what her problem was, and she said there's no going back now. And George reminded me of your words that any problems you have, look within, and that's exactly what she'd done, seen, and thank you very much for all your words, Sally, because she really looks like she's going forward this time and not going back again.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
I will say, do not worry for that child. She will survive.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
You must all be more aware of who you truly are. Mm. Because with that knowledge, so much can be achieved.
I think she has worked quite hard on it, and yeah, she's now got the results, so thank you.
Yes. Does anyone wish to speak with me this time before I leave? Because this time I have someone who wishes to take you on a journey.
Oh. Yes.
can you take the Fatima question?
I will, yes.
Oh, thank you. It was a wonderful series of visions in 1917. What is known as the third prophecy or the third secret was entrusted to the Vatican, and it was, after being kept in the Vatican archives for several decades, its content was released to the world by Cardinal Ratzinger, who is now the present Pope, in the year 2000. It was not well reported by by press at the time. One didn't know really what account to take of that prophecy. But the precise content has since been published, and the first part of the third prophecy, well, it is all in symbolic vision, and the first part concerned an angel with a sword, and flames were coming from the sword, and those flames were going towards the earth, and they seemed to be countered by the radiance of Mary. I want to compare this with our sun and the solar flares that will be very shortly coming directly towards Earth. And I suspect the radiation within those flares will in some measure react with the Earth's spirituality, and I couldn't help but wonder if that part of the symbolism should be examined in that way.
I understand your question, my dear friend. When this event took place, it was indeed symbolic. It was symbolic of the goodness of Mary, as you have called her, and the flames towards the earth indicate a time of worry, of anguish, and destruction. That was the symbolic meaning of the flames. You can, if you wish, make a parallel for happenings of today. But I would say to you, it is rather an optimistic viewpoint. And I would also say to you, my dear friends, that whatever occasion helps mankind to think for himself can only be good.
Yes. Well, thank you for that.
I wish only to say one more thing. That the Vatican and the Catholic Church always feel empowered by happenings of this kind. So, I would always be a little cautious as to what they tell you. And that is my words, my dear friend, on this happening.
Thank you. There is a second part,
yes,
to this third prophecy, and it again takes the form of symbolic vision.
Yes.
And it concerns a white clad cardinal figure walking up a mountain and through a ruined or part ruined city with corpses. And there are other cardinals and other figures of churches following him. And top of the hill is a cross and two angels beneath it. And he kneels at the cross and is killed by soldiers firing bullets and arrows. And the other church people are also killed in that way. The angels collect the blood of the martyrs and sprinkle it over those still making their way towards the top of the hill.
Why do you call them martyrs?
In the message that was released, that is the name given.
Yes, they are not martyrs. They are symbolic of the churches following on their downfall.
Yes.
I have told you in past times that religion as you have known it will crumble. That is symbolic of what is happening. The angels that they walk towards are the angels of truth.
Yes.
The cardinals who fall are the symbolism of your religions. That is the true meaning of these images.
Yes, but some have suggested that it is symbolic of the attempted assassination of a previous pope.
Yes. Always there will be those who put their own story line to these things, when in fact it is a much more simple matter.
I was wondering if it is in part a prophecy of the demise of the fallen church.
Yes, indeed, there it is. Yes, it is the demise of the churches.
And this
and
would be
their representatives.
This would be in line with the prophecies of Saint Malachy.
Yes. Yes, I would always say to you, my dear friends, to use your own spiritual thought and mind and feel for yourselves what you feel to be the truth. There will always be many theories. There will always be those who argue as to the reasoning why or what it means. Again, I say to you all, my dear friends, go within and the answers will be given to you.
Yes. Well, thank you for clearing that, sorry, Matt.
I hope it helps you.
I hope it
helps you to realize the power of your own minds.
I felt this whole series of Fatima visions to be so very important.
Yes.
And it's a sobering thought that had the visions been well reported worldwide at the time,
yes,
and heeded, then World War II might have been averted.
These messages were meant for all people.
Yes.
Not only the Catholic Church.
Hmm. Yes.
Who engendered them for their own powerful status. You understand?
Hmm. Yes. The message for all people.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't think it was sufficiently well reported by media at the time to reach all people.
No.
And many today still have not heard of the Fatima visions.
No. I agree with you, my dear friend.
It's interesting to observe now these institutions seem to be sort of falling on their own swords everywhere.
Yes.
With the priests that are clearly not really, many of them are straying from what most people think they should be doing, and many of the, even the media moguls are having problems, and the bankers. It seems like these people who are in positions of power where probably they perhaps aren't quite meant to have such power. It's part of the old material world that's beginning to crumble.
If only they could see and realize the great fear that they spread amongst the ordinary human being, they would hold their heads in shame. But things gradually are being recognized for what they are. And people now will not accept the church's word as definite proof. They think for themselves. And that is what we in spirits are trying to instill in the human being of this age. Mm-hmm. To go within and find the truth.
Our heartfelt thanks for that.
Now, I will take my leave at this time. Again, my dear friends, it is a joy to speak with you like this.
And Salumet, if you have some hand in arranging the link, the beautiful link that we now have with the new Global Shift University established, Professor Irvin Laszlo in Tuscany. It's so wonderful to have that link, and we feel most fortunate. If you had any hand in that, then thank you very much.
As I have said many, many times, there are no accidents. And I will leave that one with you.
Well, thank you again, Sally Madden. It's a joy to have you, that's for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
And do not forget, my dear lady, you ask for your help.
Yes, and yeah, I remember what you said.
Receive. If you do not ask, we cannot help. I will leave because this time there will be someone to take you on a short journey.